early or late, that's always the question when it comes to Jewish holidays. And around November, the question morphs to, does Hanukkah overlap with Christmas this year? I happen to enjoy when Hanukkah and Christmas do overlap. It's better for lots of reasons. There's more of a spirit of holiday in the air. It's more festive. And the rhythms of schools and businesses change, allowing for parties and for celebrations. But there are those who prefer it when Hanukkah and Christmas do not overlap, that they are absolutely separate and distinct. No chance of confusion, no likelihood of someone mistaking Hanukkah for Christmas. Some feel that Hanukkah and Christmas are in competition with each other, that Jewish children might even be drawn to Christmas, perhaps forsaking their Jewish identity for a Christmas tree. I have to say, I doubt it. I'm assuming, and I have no statistics to back this up, that some of these same folks, those who want to put a major wall between Hanukkah and Christmas, are the same folks who are opposed to interfaith marriage. I think that the Hanukkah-Christmas season puts the issue of interfaith marriage front and center. It is an issue that many in the Jewish community are very uncomfortable with. They just wish it would go away. They want to figure out ways to keep it from happening. There are those who even think that intermarriage is a source of many of the problems occurring within the Jewish world. They see it as a reason for declining affiliation, even for the lack of Jewish involvement. There are those who even shun those who intermarry. And regrettably, far too many interfaith couples can relate stories of how they've been badly treated by rabbis, congregations, even family members who thought their choice wrong. A congregation, Beth Adam, we've always sought to make our congregation a home for interfaith couples, a congregation in which they could feel comfortable to attend services, celebrate the holidays, educate their children. I, for one, have been officiating at interfaith marriages since my ordination more than 25 years ago. I believe in reaching out to interfaith couples and helping them give voice to their Jewish identity. When a child of an interfaith couple celebrates a bar or bat mitzvah, I'm proud to have non-Jewish relatives participate fully in the service. In a world where people put up religious barriers to separate people, I want to take down those divides, particularly in families. But of course, those of us who've worked to create a safe and supportive environment for interfaith couples have often been accused of doing the wrong thing. Thus, I won't be surprised when someone goes to ourjewishcommunity.org, Beth Adam's sister website, our online congregation, and sees our newest endeavor, Hanukkah Christmas e-cards. Yes, you heard me right, Hanukkah Christmas e-cards. We decided to design not only Hanukkah e-cards, but Hanukkah Christmas e-cards as well, because we wanted to be honest about our values and the realities of modern life. Take a look at the cards and send a few to your friends. Interfaith marriage is a reality of modern life. Folks celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas in their homes is real, and it isn't to be feared. Sending a card that acknowledges both is an affirmation of how folks are living their lives. But more, it says to those we send them to, we care about you, we love you, we support you, and we want you to have a joyous and happy Hanukkah and Christmas. No fears, no competition, just a celebration of the holiday spirit when family and friends can join together. Happy holidays. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, and if you want to discuss my podcast, go to ourjewishcommunity.org. Add your comments. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.